Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay. I cannot complain. Still a long weekend this side, and you are getting multiple album reviews this coming week. So, yeah, it's going to be fire. We're taking it to Nigeria this week. But if it's your first time joining us, welcome. You've got another 178 episodes to catch up on. And, of course, if you are part of the Motor Kingdom and you're back for the I don't know how manyth time, welcome back. Glad to have you on the show yet again. We're about to do this thing, analyze some music, and have fun with it. If you do like what happens on here, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJWEMOTO, which is MJWEMOTO. And buy me a coffee, or two, or three, and any amount helps to keep the lights on. So please go there. Otherwise, let's do this thing. Kiss Daniel. Barnabas.
The latest African album review is
Morning. Interestingly enough, for me to do this review, I got a DM from Rumi on Twitter, who said they'd been waiting for weeks. It's now months, actually. Hoping I'd do a review for Barnabas by Kiss Daniel, and I hadn't dropped it yet. And they were wondering, why? Why? When the EP dropped, the timing was kind of tricky since my son was about a month old and was getting used to the whole new situation, you know. But as much as the music is forever, so are reviews, right? I mean, I can do this anytime. It's never too late, so here's a review for Kiss Daniel's Barnabas EP. Barnabas was released on November 18, 2021 under Flyboy Inc. Empire. 7 songs, 20 minutes, 40 second runtime, 2 features, and multiple producer placements including Reward Beats, Phil Keys, Blaze Beats, Young John, Rock Legion, DJ Kublon, yeah, it's stacked. Pour Me Water has an amazing feel to it, and that's great when it's the opening track, right? The melodies are catchy, the roominess left between the vocal and the beat is excellent, then that saxophone. There's such great attention to detail in the whole song arrangement, and that really stood out for me because when you have the transition between like the chorus and then there's a bit of space before the verse comes in, it was really well worked. Such a good breakup song, to be honest, where the relationship is on its very last legs. I don't even know if there's a good breakup song, but this one, yeah, it is. I mean, it's not a happy song, but it's still hella catchy and vibey. The smooth vibes continue giving on Addict with its raw lyrics that hit exactly where they should. The chorus, guys, the chorus is for the ages. Simple, but hard-hitting. Best way to put it. The lyrics point to a young man that is living the fast life, and he seems to want to change somewhere deep down, but the worldly allures have totally consumed him for now, and maybe he's beyond saving. The body is pleasured, but the soul is empty. What a conundrum. The title track is a mid-tempo number that keeps things interesting. It's called A God, and not like A God, like A God, E-H, A God. I guess it's an exclamation, A God, and then Barnabas in brackets. It carries on from Addict, where this time Kiss Daniel is talking to God, acknowledging that he knows what he needs to do to turn his life around, but sometimes habit is bigger than his own willpower. I mean, don't we all? The realities around this song are what we live daily, covered by the irresistible melodies just to, you know, sweeten the bad things up. Burn is a lovely song about a love that will continue burning even when the couple are in their 50s, sorry. And I can see this one being great for those getting engaged. Maybe, Getting Married Too is one of those songs you love to dedicate to your bae, and you're just being goofy and singing to them like, yo, when we're in our 50s, I'm still going to call you bae. Yeah. The song we probably all knew before the EP dropped is Lie, and this one is still doing numbers actually. 9 million streams on Spotify, damn. 17 million views on YouTube and counting. Top tune. Lyrically, I would say this is Kiss Daniel's best project without a doubt. He manages to leverage his true expression as an individual with the musical expectations in general without being too, I guess, raw, trying to give shock value per se. He taps into some pretty dark places too, which gives that overall feel of the reality, like, oh damn, these are my deepest, darkest thoughts. And that means we get some very unique and well-written songs as a result. That's all we can ask for as music lovers, right? It helps when the production is top-notch as well. I do have to say, Kiss Daniel's delivery feels like it's gone up a notch anyway on Barnabas. I don't know if that's even fairly put, because the level he attains throughout is impressive to say the very least. He has this undeniable confidence he carries with each note, and to be fair, he's had it for a little bit, but damn, on Barnabas, it really sticks out. It's like, yo, this guy is in a place where he's himself. From a technical standpoint, Barnabas is a masterful offering and clean in every sense, from the beats, the vocals, just clean. Overall, to say every song on Barnabas is catchy feels like an overly generous assessment if you haven't listened to it. Yet it's actually the most accurate. It is 7 tracks after all, so you know it's not that many songs to be able to just list your 7 hits, you know. The EP is a genius offering that taps into the right soundscapes for current tastes, but also taps into challenging the listener with their own feelings based on relationships around them. Kiss Daniel doesn't set a foot wrong for me. He just went for it all and did it. He has some great work he has put out before, but this EP puts him on a pedestal he deserves to be for the longest time. And where it goes from here is honestly a matter of the business side. The music is more than covered. Couldn't ask more of Kiss Daniel on that front. Barnabas EP is well worth the listen. Go check it out. It's available on pretty much every streaming platform. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.